With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Gun battles continuing in Israel and terrorists occupying a police station for a while, where Israeli forces have finally reclaimed the building. BBC correspondent Joe Fletcher.
The bombardment has been severe. We are told by the military in Israel that they are convening thousands of troops in the area. So they are running an ongoing operation now to clear out the last remaining militants who've infiltrated Israel, but they are preparing for what they say is going to be a substantial ground offensive. That will take time to plan, and of course, ultimately, the thoughts of what happens to those hostages in any such event will be foremost in everyone's mind.
Alaska GOP Senator Dan Sullivan warns about the dangers China poses to the U.S. The United States Marine Corps veteran believes senior U.S. military leaders need to focus on keeping America prepared.
You got one job. It's lethality, deterrence, and winning wars if called upon. That's it. That's your job. That's everything.
Also at SRNNews.com, the only black Republican in the Senate sharply criticizing Democrats for needlessly dividing the country by fostering a culture of grievance. And as a presidential candidate, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott positioning himself as the antidote to the radical left.
They're not trying to inspire people. They're trying to manipulate people. And the results that we see in these big blue cities with supermajorities has devastated black lives, white lives, Hispanic lives for as long as they have been in power.
And speaking with Salem News Channel, Senator Scott condemns what he calls political manipulation by the radical left. This is SRN News. America's lawmen have some questions for Pornhub.
26 state attorneys general have sent a letter to the parent company of the biggest pornography site on the internet, demanding to know more about a loophole that may be endangering children. A recent undercover video released by Sound Investigations shows a man who says he works for the company explaining how users can get around the age and consent verification process for uploading sexually explicit content. If that's happening, it's against the law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many opinions about what is ailing America these days, but Franklin Graham says the diagnosis is simple. It is sin. Graham says sin not only brings death and destruction, but it also deceives. When a culture can no longer decide exactly what defines a man or woman, it is greatly deceived. He will be, by the way, leading a gospel festival next month in Rome. This is SRN News. California becoming the first state to ban four chemicals from food and drinks.
Among the ingredients outlawed are red dye number 3, a food coloring used in candy. It's one of several laws Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom signed Saturday. He also signed into law a measure allowing legislative staffers to unionize, a move that comes after lawmakers passed several labor initiatives amid a summer of strikes by hotel workers, actors, and writers. Newsom has until October 14th to act on legislation lawmakers have sent to his desk. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
American babies and toddlers with disabilities entitled to publicly funded therapies known as early intervention. Since all U.S. states and territories accept federal funding for the program, however, low pay and increasing cost of living mean that in some cases, health care providers can no longer afford to participate in the program. More details at SRNNews.com.